to you, baby.
Today's going to be a little different. We're going to play an episode that didn't make the cut before. We're going to give it a try now. Don't forget to follow us on every outlet. Instagram, Official DB. Twitter, Official DB. Facebook is facebook.com/OfficialDB. Snapchat, Vine, and YouTube is Official DB. Don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe. iTunes, Audio Boom, More Like Radio. There is literally no excuse not to listen to us. And go watch our Beer Mile video on Facebook and YouTube. And don't forget to stay till the end of the video. Ski Ray barfs so much. New episode in 2 weeks. Enough of me rambling. Let's get this started.
Deep V, it is happening right now. My nipples are incredibly hard.
They're poking hard.
Yep. Thanks for tuning in, everybody. We peaked at still. We haven't topped seventh in the world.
Nope. It's really pissing me off, guys. Yep.
But again, I'm going to put the blame 100% on our followers.
Yes.
If you are listening to this podcast right now, and if you have not gone to our Facebook
and shared it,
if you haven't gone to iTunes and reviewed us,
I'd punch you in the face.
You're a jackass.
Motherfucker.
You are something else. That's what the fuck you are. That is what you are. Because I know we have more than... How many likes do we have right now on our page?
Not as many as I want. Like 150.
Not as many listeners as we have. Mm-hmm. I know how many listeners we have.
Yeah. We can even see where they're listening from.
Ghana.
Mm-hmm.
Ghana.
Florida.
Tell 19. Their friends in Ghana.
Yeah. 19 countries now.
Really?
Yeah.
We're in 19 countries.
Yep.
But 145 likes.
That's fucking ridiculous.
You guys are pieces of shit.
That's like four likes a country.
If you guys don't pick it up and give us some likes on our Facebook page or go and rate us, I'm pulling the plug.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I don't need this in my life.
I'm giving every one of you AIDS.
Yep. Well, I'm Ski Ray.
I'm Mike.
Boy, what are we drinking today?
Corona.
Corona.
Corona's delicious.
Corona or Corona Light?
Corona. You're drinking Corona Light. You like Corona Light better, don't you?
I'm menstruating today.
I like Corona so much, I actually named my dog Corona.
You did?
I did.
I like your dog.
She's a cool dog.
She likes me.
She does.
I've got lots of weird liquids on my leg that prove she really does
and
like
you leave them.
I do.
I don't blame you. I'm going to pop one because we're drinking the canned version.
Uh-huh.
Hi-ya.
Nice. I like how, that was appropriate.
That's actually, that came from the Corona can.
Well, I like how appropriate it is because I like how Mexican Corona makes me feel when I drink it.
Right.
Is that not how you feel either?
No, I feel, that's how I feel.
When I'm drinking Corona, I make all my friends call me Lil Puppet.
Lil Puppet?
Or Lil Joker. Gangster Mexicans are so scary.
They are Lil Joker.
Have you ever seen one in real life?
Yeah.
I mean a real gangster, like the dude that wears the Dickies and the suspenders.
And one button up top.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and
that guy.
A wife beater underneath.
Yeah.
But like not because like he wears a wife beater, because like that's what he does.
Yeah.
Yeah, I gotcha.
That guy.
He's scary.
He's so scary. Mm-hmm. I don't know what to think of that guy.
I get scared of that guy.
It's not so much that like I think that like their appearance is what's scary to me.
Right.
It's just that I know for 100%. They do not value their life.
No. Well, I mean, most of them are only like 5'2" and like 114 pounds, but I'm still scared.
Right.
And I'm a bigger guy.
Yeah.
I'm scared.
Big things come in small packages.
Mm-hmm. Big bite.
Here's the thing about Corona.
Mm-hmm.
When I drink Corona, my shoes instantly become Nike Cortezes. Yeah. Orale, ya sé. Que no.
You know what mine become? Nike with two E's.
Ooh.
Because it's the Mexican version.
Swap Mart. Shout out to the Phoenix Swap Mart. You can buy anything from the Swap Mart.
Anything?
Listen to me. If you go to a Swap Mart, I don't care what state you're in, the Swap Mart that we go to in Phoenix.
Well, ours is very Mexican.
Oh, so Mexican.
We're pretty close to Mexico.
This is the only place you can go where you can buy a bird.
Mm-hmm.
Insurance.
Yep.
A tattoo.
That's true.
A funeral.
Yeah, you can.
A hot dog.
Yeah.
A donkey.
Yep.
A bird.
I don't think you can buy a donkey. Well, you probably could. They do have donkey rides.
Trees.
Definitely trees.
Weed.
Probably.
And to top it off, churros.
And every car part alive.
Don't forget the cars. Do you guys speak Spanish?
Yo soy negro.
You guys say black. My name is black. That's right.
I'm black.
I am white.
Right. But before we continue on with this podcast, I want to let everybody know that this podcast today was brought to you by something special. We actually have a sponsorship today.
I think we have two sponsors, right? Real sponsors.
We do.
Yeah.
All right. Well, the first sponsor, I want everybody to know that today, DV Podcast was brought to you today by Khloe Kardashian's cholesterol level.
When she puts her arm in, like, that Walgreens little arm checker thing, it says, please go see a doctor quickly.
That is a huge bitch. She looks like she could defend a receiver in the NFL very well.
Yes.
I want to say a couple of hours in the tanning salon, mm-hmm. and that's Richard Sherman.
Probably is. She's so fast.
She's so large. She's an extremely huge. Large woman.
She's very big. She's 6'2".
I want to say she probably is.
I think she's bigger than I am.
Have you seen Bigfoot before?
No.
So you've never seen Keeping Up with the Kardashians? I see that bitch every week.
I did see her walking through the woods in that video.
I will give her this, though. She does have a nice high knee.
Do you think so?
I love big butts. There's no such thing as too big.
I know Sir Mix-a-Lot.
Are you not a fan of big butts?
No, I am. Yeah.
Okay.
But, like, I mean, that's huge.
It's so big.
Yeah, it's like... yuck.
Oh, no, not
I feel
at
like
all.
It's too dimply.
Mm-mm. I like it because it's so big, I feel like her butt is completely out of sync. Like, when she walks, when she goes left, it goes right. When she goes right, it goes left. When she goes left, it goes right. When she goes right, it goes left. Just fucking wobbly. Goddamn mashed potatoes in a balloon. Well, fair enough. I feel like we should start off. We always end the show with our shout-outs. Let's give a couple shout-outs before we get this thing going.
You know what? We do have one more sponsor.
Oh, we do?
We do.
Who we got?
We are also sponsored by the last half of the Pringle can.
Mm.
You know what? Let me just say this. Hey, Pringles, not all of us are fucking snakes. We can't get our fucking big old hands in that small Pringle can without dumping everyone.
Right.
And I don't want to make that commitment.
Why don't you just go ahead and be like everyone else and give us a bag of Pringles, please?
Please.
What the fuck is with this tube thing?
I'm so stupid.
I'm not into the tube. This isn't the Jetsons. This is real life. Okay? Give us a fucking bag.
We do some shout-outs?
Let's do some shout-outs.
All right, let's do some shout-outs.
Well, first shout-out we should give is go ahead and this studio that we're in.
Yeah,
Fringe Audio.
Yes.
Everybody, go check out Fringe Audio. Yeah. Paul, give me the business. What do you want?
Anything you guys, music, voice, composition, TV, film, web, anything like that. Promotion. Facebook.com/FringeAudio.
Facebook.com/FringeAudio.
Just Google Fringe Audio. It'll fucking come up. I'm pretty sure.
It will.
Yeah. He's paid some Google ad space.
Yep. Let's also give a shout out to Pete Wild Music.
Mm-hmm.
Our outro music.
Yep.
Very, very talented musician. Very
super cool.
Extremely cool.
Yep.
He's too
cool.
So fucking cool.
He's so cool. Like, I'm like, looking at these pictures, I'm like, God damn it, you're so fucking cool.
We're going to put some pictures actually of Pete Wild on our fan page. So everybody go check that out. Our fan page on Facebook is just Deep V.
Mm-hmm. Deep V.
Yeah. And Instagram is Official Deep V.
Yep. And Gmail.
Gmail, OfficialDeepV.
At gmail.com.
Go check that out. But we're going to put some pictures up of Pete Wild because when I tell you that this guy can dress, he can fucking dress.
He can. It drives me crazy how cool he is. Like, I'm looking at him, I'm like, oh, you're so fucking cool, I want to punch you in the face.
He's so attractive. If he wasn't my relative or a man, I'd fuck him.
Well, he's not my relative. And I have that, you know, kind of, I don't care if he's a man or not.
I'll put in the good word. I also, you know what, before we continue, because we got a lot of emails on this, I want to shout out all of our gay listeners.
You talking about the ASU frat guys?
No. I mean our actual gay listeners. We got a lot of emails of people who were asking. Yeah, people were asking if Ski Ray was homophobic.
You're not homophobic?
Absolutely not.
No.
So I value a gay listener just as much as I value a heterosexual listener. You know,
a point's a point.
Right. So for all our gay listeners, can we be friends? Mm-hmm. You bet your fucking ass we can.
Mm-hmm.
Can we share chapstick? Hell fucking no. And that's just being honest.
That's how you get AIDS.
You're right.
But
right.
Do you share chapstick with heterosexual people?
No.
Okay, see, there you go.
Yeah.
No discrimination. Right.
No discrimination here. Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I will with a heterosexual, though.
Don't bite my food either, gay people. Don't ask to bite my food. Or drink my drink. No, you can't do that either.
Don't look at me long.
Right. Don't hold my hand in public either.
In public.
Outside of public is pretty cool.
It's fine.
Cool.
It's fine. Cool. I like that.
So cool. It's
right,
so
cool. Right, right.
So, here's the issue that I've got going on in my life right now.
I'm excited because I've heard this issue the last three episodes.
Still unemployed.
I'm not the charm.
Right, right, right. I won't lie, though. It's, okay. It's given me a lot of time to do the really important things in life.
Like?
Yesterday, I watched 6 episodes of In Living Color back to back.
How boring was that?
Yeah, the only way to describe the life I'm living?
Yep.
Fulfilling. Also, you know how unemployed I am?
How?
I will sit on the couch.
Okay.
And we'll scratch my dick.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll grab some chips out of the bag.
Right.
With the same hand I scratch
same,
my
obviously.
Dick with.
Yeah, yeah. Right. That's fine, though.
I'm 100% committed to this unemployed life.
Yeah.
Those are the unemployed things you do.
Yeah.
And I remember from the last episode, uh-huh. You said your hygiene is subpar best.
Not the best.
So those chips are only getting eaten by you.
Right. There's just certain things that you have to change as far as your lifestyle goes when you become unemployed.
Right.
Like, I also think I want to smoke crack rock now.
Is it really that bad, though, or no?
Camera, I don't know. It's fine. Let's find out.
Let's do this.
You want to do this?
Yes.
All right.
Crack.
No, we're not going to do that.
Right. Crack.
You're mostly dead.
Crack cocaine.
Cocaine.
Crack cocaine.
The best way to do crack.
Right. The other day, actually, speaking back to me being unemployed.
Right.
I'm sleeping.
Sleepy guy.
Yep. Wake up.
Okay.
To the door being slammed. I'm upset.
Right.
Like, you just woke me up.
You woke me up.
You know what it was?
What?
My roommate coming home from a hard day's work.
What time is it?
5:40 p.m.
Mountain Standard Time.
How rude of you to come home so abruptly at 5:40 p.m.
What an asshole.
You are something else.
Why'd he slam the door?
I don't know. Probably mad because he had to work.
Jackass.
Jerk.
Fucking asshole.
What I should be doing with my time.
What?
Working out.
Yeah.
How's working out going for you?
It's all right. I worked out this morning.
Did you?
I did.
What did you do?
Push-ups and, uh-huh. and pulley things.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. You know, my Jared.
That sounds trainer. Like fourth grade PE.
That's what it feels like.
Okay.
But I feel like it's working, right? I mean, I feel like it's working.
Wait a minute, let me touch your hiney.
Okay.
Ooh, that thing is good.
Ooh, it's a lady.
It's a lady.
Well, me personally, I should probably be working out, but as far as working out,
right,
it's not working out. I believe that a man should take 100% responsibility for his actions.
Okay.
So with that said, this is 100% everyone else's fault.
It really is.
Yeah. My shape has nothing to do with my work ethic.
Okay.
My drive.
Sure.
Nothing.
No.
All society.
Right.
You know why?
TLC.
Taco Bell.
Okay, I was close.
They make a fucking taco out of a chip.
They do.
A taco.
Doritos.
Out of a chip.
Doritos Locos.
Do you know what that's like?
It's save Taco Bell.
That's like making lotion out of pussy.
I think that, what is that called? The Fleshlight.
Fleshlight! I love that! I don't have one.
Yes, he does. Paul has one.
Yes, I am. Yeah, no,
Paul has one.
I do not have one.
He
I
has
have...
one in the fire extinguisher emergency thing in the corner.
Oh, shit.
No, the jig is up.
Yeah, it's up. So we're both, I don't know why we haven't talked about this more. We're both big sports fans.
We are.
Why haven't we talked about sports?
Sports are stupid.
You think so?
No.
Well, what have we missed in the time we've had? This is the 4th episode?
Yeah.
Okay. There's lots that we probably haven't touched on then.
Well, we touched on Michael Sam, pun intended.
We did.
Oh,
I got one.
You know what? What?
We did not talk about Ray Rice going all Mike Tyson on his fiance.
He did.
He knocked that bitch out.
He did. And he's like, 2 games? Totally worth it.
Did you see the video?
I did. He dragged her by her hair and he was like, Why didn't he just pick her up?
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like
He's strong enough to just pick up a 100-pound woman.
He is, but
like, by the hair. You know, I'm gonna drag her by the hair. This seems right.
Well, yeah, that's true, but I feel like the video may not have told the whole story.
Go on.
You know, because what I got from that video was that his love is just extremely aggressive. His love has five knuckles, and it may or may not knock you unconscious.
Correct.
That's love, baby. Love is jaw-breaking. love is strangulating.
Yeah.
Love is heart-stopping.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's a song.
Love is gunshot wounds.
Ask OJ.
Right. Love is 25 to life. What else have we fucking missed? College football is back.
It is.
That's good and bad.
It is.
Good because more football.
A lot more football.
Bad because Lou Holtz is back on TV.
I fucking hate that guy.
He is honestly the ugliest human being to ever have been created.
He's not only... He sounds ugly.
He does.
He sounds so ugly.
He sounds like he slurps his words. Like, his words are whatever fucking letters he puts in his mouth from eating his goddamn alphabet SpaghettiOs.
Yeah, he drives me crazy.
He's just an ugly fucking human being.
He's so ugly.
Like, when I see him, I cringe.
Yeah, me too.
I kind of get upset that he is also a human.
Yeah. Right.
He doesn't. He's just gross.
He's disgusting. I'm mad that he's famous and rich.
You know when you have a wedgie?
Yeah.
He's that feeling like
front or back.
There's something gross in my ass right now.
Back. Back wedgie.
Right. He reminds me of a lot of things. But before I talk about how ugly he is,
right,
I'm going to go ahead and pop a can of Corona here.
Me too. I'm going to do the same. Uno, dos.
There it is.
Whoop. There it is.
Hi, Papi.
Viva Mexico.
You know what? Corona's made in Texas.
Viva Mexico.
Yeah.
Is Corona made in Texas?
Yeah.
Where'd you get that from?
That's where it's distributed at.
Google?
No, it's made in Mexico, distributed in the United States. Right?
I don't think it's made in Mexico.
Damn it.
You know, I feel like, no.
Everything's fake.
You know what?
Willy Wonka.
Right. That child murderer.
God damn it.
I see what you guys are doing here.
What?
You don't want to talk about how ugly Lou Holtz is.
He's so ugly. It's making me sad.
He's fucking disgusting ugly.
He
looks like he looks like when the doctor sees your results.
Mm-hmm.
He looks like when the doctor comes in and says you have AIDS.
Look at the face.
Right.
He looks like he owns an oyster farm down by the river in Louisiana and doesn't allow blacks.
he looks like he wears a lot of band-aids, but I see what you're saying, too, because he does look like he uses the word nigger frequently.
So much.
Hard R.
The hard R.
Man, yeah.
Matter of fact, he uses the word nigger so frequently. You know, he was actually an ambassador in the whole slave movement.
He was?
Well, absolutely.
He's probably old enough. So.
People leave this out of the history books. You know how white people got black people over here?
How?
He showed up to Africa with a gigantic boat and was offering timeshare appointments for a free cruise. So we go to these timeshare appointments.
So the timeshares are his fault.
Right. Boom. Slavery. Like, goddamn, he didn't say it was an everlasting boat trip.
Timeshares equals slavery.
Right.
I get it.
Right, exactly. Fucking timeshare. Those dudes are relentless when they try and get people to come to their thing.
They are. And we are old enough now where we can go to them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They do offer free shit.
A lot.
Yeah.
They're still going to get it, though.
Oh, look at that. Paul pulled up Lou Holtz.
Jesus Christ.
He's fucking disgusting.
Yeah, I watch things while you guys talk about it so disgusting. I can be entertained, too.
He looks like the gizzard on a chicken.
He does. He looks like a weird tan lollipop filled with skin. It's disgusting.
It's like a wax figure.
It is. Oh, my God. He looks like he talks with a lisp.
Oh, my God. He does talk with a lisp.
He does.
Yeah. And then this was Lou Holtz slaves is what I said. There you go.
The last thing that I would say he probably looks like is he does look like a cuckold.
Oh, my God. Don't act like you don't know, Paul.
What is
it? Please Google.
Is everybody not familiar with a cuckold?
CUCKOLD. It's amazing.
Yeah.
Paul doesn't know what it is.
Okay, well, for our listeners who don't know, a cuckold is basically a dude who gets off on...
I'm liking that. Oh, my
Let's look at those black. Oh my god. Those women. Oh, look
that's
at that.
Cool.
Right.
Yeah, that's cool.
Right.
That's
cool. So many viruses penis. On your computer
penises
now.
The big penis is like, that's cool.
Right.
What, really is, oh, dude, wow.
What a cuckold is, though, is it's a dude who basically gets off to watching his wife get pounded.
Right.
By mainly black dudes.
Wow. Usually the opposite sex. It's usually white men wanting black men to pound.
Here's the gross part. When you're an official cuckold.
Oh my god.
Do we want to say this? Everyone needs to know.
You have to say it.
Okay.
This is PBS.
Right.
This is PBS.
Okay.
Channel 8.
The official cuckold, what he gets off on is watching his wife get fucked by another dude.
Jesus Christ.
More times than not, a black dude.
Yep.
The black dude finishes on the chick's stomach.
No. Or inside, right?
No, mainly on the outside, because then comes the cuckold who cleans up.
Oh, my God.
No!
With his mouth.
No! No!
This is... Okay, I have seen one where he finishes inside, and they push it out.
Oh, a cream pie.
And... And then they finish. Then they clean it. And then they clean it.
Yeah. In the cream pie. Yeah. The nut comes out, and then the pussy says, "Surprise, motherfucker!"
Surprise.
James jokes.
Some fries, motherfucker. But in a cuckold's defense, though, it does take a big man to be a cuckold.
There's no defense.
No, it takes a big man because I can't even watch my girl fucking text another motherfucker, let alone fuck someone else.
Oh man, I would be so. Can you imagine watching that?
No.
Jesus Christ.
I cannot.
Oh my God.
That is fucking gross.
Cuckold.
C-U-C-K-O-L-D for everybody who listens to us and then proceeds to research shit on
You're
Google.
Like, so, let me Google what they said.
Yeah.
So do people aspire to be cuckolds?
I feel like that's like they hand out business cards that says cuckold for hire.
please come fuck my wife. Good. Fuck her good.
Night and some change on the card.
That's terrible.
Do you want to make another hard right?
Yeah.
We're into making hard rights.
We like making rights. We make rights so many times we're back to where we started.
So many rights. We drive in squares.
Mm-hmm,
yeah.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Well, this
we're
is
like
a segment.
NASCAR the opposite.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So a segment that we're going to try out.
Yep.
Would you rather?
I like this one, and I have a feeling this one's going to stay.
Okay.
You think
so? Sure.
Maybe every other.
All right.
Maybe. I don't know.
You ready?
I'm ready.
All right.
I want you to go first.
Okay. My first would you rather question.
Yep.
Would you rather eat poop out of a human ass or suck a man dick? Because there's a difference between a woman dick and a man dick.
Let me just start by saying.
A woman dick and a man dick?
Right.
You mean a woman dick and a man dick?
Like a woman dick. Like if it's a transsexual, I'll be like, she's attractive.
Like
she's
a she's piece of skin?
No, like
dick.
No, like a fetuses. Woman. Like a woman with a masculine dick.
A very.
No, that's not
like, like she's got a forehead like a bricklayer.
Right.
You know, before we even go on to this,
uh-huh.
I want to say this is gut instinct. I don't want to like overanalyze everything.
Okay.
You'll be like, okay, how big's the poop? Okay, mm-hmm. No, just gut instinct.
Go for it.
Right? Okay.
Are you eating poop out of a human ass or sucking dick?
Oh my
eating
god. I'm eating poop. I'm eating poop.
You're eating poop.
I'm eating poop.
What is your rationale for that?
I'm not sucking penis.
Why?
Because I'm not homo.
What if it's an attractive penis?
Ooh.
Johnny Depp very feminine features.
I feel like now you're overanalyzing it and you're making me change my answer.
I feel like Johnny Depp would be cool with you spitting.
He probably would.
If you can spit it out, that's even better.
Right. Cool, he seems like I'd be like, hey, do this Jack Sparrow, baby.
Fair enough. I guess if I had to answer my own question.
Answer your own.
I'm eating poop as well. You know why?
Why?
Because I don't see any nutritional value in sucking dick. I feel like...
That's awesome.
Unless they finish, it's five
poop,
calories.
Poop, there could be lots of, like, minerals and, like, right. Nutrients. Like,
home shopping chat.
Potassium.
The bottom of a rock star. That's what it says.
Do you have one for me?
I have a few for you.
Go.
You ready?
I'm ready.
Would you... take it in the butt and give a BJ, or give it in the butt and get a BJ.
Take it in the butt and take a BJ.
Easy.
Take it in the butt and get a BJ.
Uh-huh.
Or give it in the butt and give a BJ.
I'm going to go with give it in the butt because you did not define whose butt.
True, but you still have to give a blowjob.
Oh.
Oh, wait. Hey. Wait, do you have to give a blowjob?
Okay, right?
Wait,
okay, so.
Redo the question.
Take it in the butt. And get a BJ, okay? So you're getting in the butt and you're getting a BJ,
okay?
Okay, or give it in the butt and give a BJ.
Okay. Yeah, I'm giving and giving.
Giving and giving.
Giving and giving.
All right.
Yeah.
I think I'm taking. I'm taking and getting.
No, no. I'm giving and giving because tis the season.
It is.
Tis the season to be jolly. Give it.
You're much nicer, mate.
I am a gentleman. I'm such a gentleman.
Bro. You know what? We can finish this. Would you rather? With your giving and my taking.
I'm comfortable with my sexuality. Like
that's fine.
You're I will suck a dick and be like, "Welp, need to brush my teeth."
Here we go. Where's my Colgate, baby?
Well, I got one.
What's your next one?
Okay. Would you rather have sex with an HIV-positive woman or have butthole sex with a hairy ass crack man?
Jesus Christ.
Hairy-ass crack man.
Okay, I'm not trying to overanalyze, but give me one answer. Do I get a condom?
No condom.
Oh, yeah, I'm taking a big, big risk here.
Yeah.
Say it one more time.
HIV or fuck a black dude.
give me.
There ain't no fucking HIV black.
Yeah, why does hairy ass crack mean black dude to you?
I thought you said hairy
white ass men have hairy ass cracks, is my understanding.
mine is
I've
hairy.
Not known too many to tell you definitely.
You're looking a lot of minds. Give me the question one more time.
Would you rather have sex with an HIV positive woman or have butthole sex with an hairy ass crack man with no condom, and you have to finish inside them?
Oh my god!
Damn.
Yeah.
Drum roll.
I think I'm having sex with. You know what? How old's Magic Johnson?
No, none of this matters. Answer the question.
How old's Magic Johnson?
Old. 50.
I'm having sex with an HIV woman.
Really?
He's been alive for so long with AIDS.
Okay.
I think it's livable now, right?
You're thinking your duration of life could be fucking...
Yes!
Okay, all right.
If I lived anywhere past 50, I'm like, cool, bro.
Well, I'm in. I don't want to live old.
How old are you talking about?
I'd like to die 50-ish.
That's what I just said.
Yeah, anything past 50 is like, all right, that like, sucks. You fucking got your fucking fun. Like,
you lived a half 100 years.
Yeah. Anything, like, you just... What is life after 50? Good parking spaces. Cheap movie tickets.
You do save $2.
What else? You know, people help you walk across the street. You
right.
know what I mean?
Yep.
You can't see very well. You eat lots of canned food.
It's starting to go downhill. No.
You have lots of cats. You know what I mean? Like, it doesn't sound like a life I want to fucking live.
That's the life I want to live.
Not at all.
You're old, you can lie and get away with anything, too. That's
you can. When I'm old, I'm going to steal everything. Because nobody's going to be like, hey, old guy, are you stealing that? Yes, I'm fucking stealing. Get the fuck out of here.
Also, when you're old, you get away with being able to tell the same stories over and over again. And nobody fucking calls you out on it.
True.
If I introduce you to my grandpa,
right,
I know exactly what he's gonna tell you.
What is he gonna say?
He's gonna say, hey, my name is Andy Livingston, and let me tell you something. First time I touched the ball in the National Football League, I went 86 yards for a touchdown. You hear
he's
what I'm talking about?
Three times.
All right, now jive turkey to come back one more again. All right, now.
I have met him three times. He's told me that three times.
My grandpa is Black Dynamite, if nobody can fucking tell.
Are right, you ready?
All right, give me one.
You want to say something?
Go.
Okay. Would you rather eat a diarrhea-dipped banana or sperm-filled Twinkie?
Ooh, oh, my God.
No, this is easy.
Is it?
So easy.
See, what? I thought it was easy, too, actually. I thought it was easy, too. Okay.
My love for bananas is taking over here.
I'm saying banana, too.
I love bananas.
Banana with what?
Diarrhea.
No, you're just dipping it in diarrhea.
Just dipping it in human shit.
That's banana dipped in nutrients. I already told you. Lots of minerals so and poop.
So gross. But so I think I'm taking the same as you.
Doing the same thing, right?
Yeah, I'm doing the same. I'm doing the same.
Okay. Well, I got one for you then.
Yep.
Would you rather watch your parents have sex until your dad finishes on your mother's face?
One time.
Oh,
Jesus.
Or watch your grandfather masturbate. But you have to make eye contact the entire time. You have you need to look deep into his soul.
Where do you guys get this shit? Oh my God, Prince!
There's something wrong with us, and we drink a lot. So,
narcotic is where we got this from.
Oh my God, I think I'm watching Mama and Papa Tomez.
You're watching them?
I'm not watching Grandpa just fucking hunched over Jackie Weiner.
I'll see my
Jesus Christ, you?
No, I'm watching my grandpa jerk it. Do you know how funny that would be?
Because he'd say, like, hey, I carried a football doing this.
I'm going to look at him and not even blink and make him so uncomfortable like you.
It's going to last disgusting. So long. Christ, that's terrible. I have the best one. That is unanswerable.
Uh-huh.
Are you guys ready?
Let's go for it.
All right.
Unanswerable. This is
terrible. Mm-hmm. This will haunt you for years.
I'm excited.
I have an answer.
Watch your parents make love every night for the rest of your life.
Okay.
Or join in once to make it stop.
Oh my God.
No. It's terrible.
No, it isn't.
You're watching your parents make love?
Absolutely.
Oh my God.
I'm watching them enjoy something together. And it's going to be like a family
Jesus
thing. Like it's going to be like Monopoly. Like,
no, it is not.
This is family bonding.
You
time.
Already told me your dad thrusts so hard.
So hard.
Oh God.
There's going to be so many grunts and
this is true.
Okay.
My mom has bad back problems and I know why. She's got 8 inches of why.
Scoliosis.
Do your parents remember all of this?
What are you doing? What are you doing, Paul?
No, I know. That's what I'm saying. That's my question. Do your parents remember?
You're in the corner. You're in the corner watching True Lies style.
Okay, no, like, your parents every night for the rest of your life.
They remember.
Yeah, okay. They
so
remember.
You're ruining their life too.
But if you get into it to stop it, they remember.
They
that
remember
too.
That too.
Every night for the rest of my life.
He's watching every
See?
Night.
See? He's agreeing with me. Oh. I'm watching my parents get it on because you said make love.
Okay.
It's like a romantic thing.
Let's say pound and finish on the face.
No, you can't change the question.
I'm changing right now.
No, you can't change it.
I'm changing right now.
You can't change it.
I'm changing right now. Would there be a different answer?
Yeah.
Okay.
If I'm watching my mom get abused by my father,
yes,
then I'm going to go with the opposite answer.
You're joining.
Mm-hmm. I'm getting in on that.
Never.
You're going to give it to your mother.
Oh, my
no,
God.
No, see? You're jumping to conclusions.
What?
No.
My dad beat the shit out of me as a child, and the only revenge that's sweeter than what he did to me as a kid,
okay,
I'm fucking the shit out of him in his butthole. So hard.
So this is for your dad.
Oh yeah, I'm giving him 8 and change, like, and he's gonna fucking like it too. You take this dick, Brandon. You take this dick and you like it. God damn it.
I'm so much taller than you.
Yeah, and I'm so much bigger than you. And I'm so wide, and you're gonna find out.
I can't wait for you to listen.
If I was a car, I could not park in a compact-sized parking space. And you get ready for that.
He gets the lifted rock star truck right now. He's not fitting in the back of the movie theater.
Oh, shit.
That was inappropriate. With that, you know what I feel like it's time for?
Latex combos.
Before that.
What's that?
Let's take a quick break.
Quick break. It's so hot.
It's so hot. Paul is trying to sweat us out.
Oh, my God.
I feel like only thing missing out of this heat is some shackles.
Uh-huh.
Lots of boy calling.
A lot.
Yeah. And a plantation. If I was on a plantation, I feel like I'd be fetching lemonade right now.
Right, and
so Lou
Holtz in the front of it fucking steering.
Bye.
DV, we'll be right back.
DV, licking on the sweat that's between the pets.
So I guess we should go ahead and this is probably the first segment that we're going to go ahead and do regularly.
Right.
Everybody keeps talking about it.
Latex combos.
Apparently everybody is as disgusting as we are.
Yes.
So let's go with it.
Let's do it.
You ready?
Yep.
Favorite position?
I don't really have one. I mean, I like when my penis goes in the vagina.
Okay.
That's my favorite position.
Doesn't matter how it gets in there.
Nope.
Nothing.
I mean, I like looking at the rear end. You know what I mean? Doggy style.
Okay.
Missionary with the legs up by the earlobes.
Bouncing the butt cheeks.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
I'm going to go ahead and agree with that because my favorite position.
What's yours?
Probably being on top and pushing the ankles back to the earlobes. Like, I want your ankles to tell your earlobes a secret.
Yeah.
Talk about whatever ankles and earlobes discuss.
Hey, what are you? I'm an ankle. What are you? I'm an earlobe.
I love that shit. That's fucking incredible.
It is.
I like that position because it helps me
push deeper.
Yeah, I like to go deep.
Right.
So deep.
So deep.
Matter of fact, you know who has deep vagina?
Who has deep vagina?
Fat bitches.
That's because they had a lot of skin before, like,
they have the deepest vaginas ever.
Yeah, yeah.
I slept with this fat chick one time and her pussy was so deep.
Okay.
I thought Shark Week was filmed in her vagina.
Sharknado white star.
Right. All of Shark Week was filmed inside of her vagina. Right, matter of fact, right. I went down on her.
Okay.
Because I was feeling friendly.
That's yeah. Friendly. Yeah.
Went down on her.
Not doing that.
Pussy was so deep, I came up too fast.
Yep.
Got the bins.
Yes! Yes! Yes!
For all of our stupid listeners, which yes. We have probably a lot of.
Disbarism.
When you're scuba diving.
Decompression syndrome.
When you come up too fast, you get the bins. Yeah,
right. It's true. You know, you could do that from a mountain, too.
Bubbles in the blood.
Really? Mm-hmm. I guess the other end of the fatness, if you go down too fast.
Well, there's lots of things inside of a fat bitch's pussy.
Mm-hmm. Cheetos.
Matter of fact, the last fat woman that I had sex with, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I found Steve Nash's career in there. That's where it's been for the last 2 years. If all Phoenix. Of you have been wondering, where's Steve Nash? Fat woman pussy.
He's been in the vagina.
Right.
His career's been at Phoenix.
Right,
so.
Right, right. So what do you think about... I found... I looked into a lot of porn this week.
You did?
Like I typically do.
You normally text me and tell me what porn you watch.
Right. I found something new.
What you watch?
It's called Love Cream Pie.
Jesus Christ. Yes. It's very cuckoldy.
Paul seems to be familiar. What it is when like the male-female
hopefully
interaction is... It's more relationship driven. Like you actually like the woman.
Okay.
So you're not like, bend over, you dirty bitch.
Right. Like, You want, hey, let me look in your eyes, baby.
Right, right. Okay. There's lots of gross. Eye contact. Gross. Lots of poorly timed grunts.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Right. Basically, it's just authentic, like, how real sex is.
You want Seth Rogen, Elizabeth Banks.
Heavy breathing.
Yep.
I want all of that.
Yep. I don't like that.
Right.
I don't like that at all.
Really?
Heavy breathing? Well, I mean, the heavy breathing's fine. I don't like the real stuff. Like, I want it to be, like... quotations real, but I don't want it to be real. Tell me why you want it real.
What do you mean?
Okay, well, hear me out then.
Real.
Well, like, I want the porn reality. You know what I mean? Like, I know it's fake, but it seems real to me. You know
uh-huh,
what I mean?
Uh-huh. Like the maid who's cleaning the house in a G-string. Like,
right. No fucking maid no is doing that, but that's what I want.
Okay. I like
that.
Like,
you know what I mean? Fantasy shit.
Yeah.
I like that too.
Right. Okay.
Speaking of fantasy.
Yep.
What would you do? Because you and your wife, you said you guys have lots of sex.
We touch nethers a lot.
Okay.
Yes!
What if mid-sex she was like, fuck me, you black nigger.
Oh! If she said that, that would be weird. Right? I mean,
that'd be weird, but what would you say?
Here I come, baby. Surprise, motherfucker. That's what I would say. James jokes.
Well, before that, how about what else can we talk about? What's the weirdest thing you've jerked it to?
I mean, I've you know, in my heyday, I've rubbed my wiener to, you know, porns, and then I didn't realize, like, during the porn, like, hey, that was two fucking guys doing it.
Right.
Like, why did I just finish that? You know what I mean? Like,
well. Men can have feminine traits.
Right, that's why I was like that dude is Filipino for sure.
Yeah.
Right. The Asians.
Yeah, the Asians are very small.
Mm-hmm. Filipinos like Hawaiian and Mexican.
Asians' dicks are so small, they're pretty much women.
That's what I was thinking.
If you fucked an Asian man, I'd be like, that was hetero.
that was borderline homo, so it's fine. You know what? I'm gonna pop another beer.
Go for it.
Corona.
Uh-huh. Oh.
Sombreros.
Yeah.
I like that.
Oh, you like that one?
Yeah.
Well, I've never, I guess, jerked into anything weird as far as, like, what I'm using.
Really?
No. But
you
will say...
You jerked a lot, so I feel like...
Right. So hear me out on this.
Okay.
I've jerked it onto a lot of weird things.
Okay. So what's the weirdest thing you jerked it onto?
A lot of what?
Like, I've jerked it onto a lot onto. Of weird things.
Not two.
Like,
well, not a lot of weird things.
Hear me out. My thing when I was a kid.
Right.
When I was a kid, And when I say kid, I mean when I was 26.
Right, like 3 weeks ago. Right.
I used to fuck a lot of stuffed animals.
26? 3 yeah. weeks ago.
I thought you said 6. Oh, jeez. 6, I was like, that's really
Do you have stuffed animals?
Not anymore. Not anymore.
3 weeks ago, I got rid of them.
Yeah, right. they don't want to be with me. But here's how I know I was too old to be fucking stuffed animals.
Why?
Because it wasn't good enough for me to just be fucking the stuffed animal.
Mm-hmm.
I had to put an opening in the stuffed animal's butthole
and
put it in the stuffed animal's ass.
Yeah,
because that made sense.
Yeah, of course.
What kind of stuffed animal?
It didn't matter. I actually had a bear.
Okay.
I had a dog.
Gross.
I had a football.
Yucky.
Fucked all of them.
In sex of them football.
My pee hole as a kid was riddled with cotton.
Yeah.
Well, so racist.
Oh, God.
I had so much teddy bear butt sex. I would come home from school and be like, "Hi, honey," and it was so awkward. My bears couldn't even look me in the eye anymore.
They would actually turn their heads.
Right. Fantastic. But yeah, no, that I eventually grew out of that.
Okay,
and then progressed into like women.
Well, that's
3 weeks ago.
Right. Have you ever done it in public?
I have pounded in public a lot.
You did?
I have. Yeah.
Please tell me where.
A lot.
I mean, like last episode, I said church parking lot, Kmart parking lot.
Okay.
But like public, like people.
Mountains. Well, nobody's actually like seen, like I've seen, but like I know people have seen. Like one has been on top of a mountain. And I know, like, it's a very popular mountain.
Was it the idea to, like, you know what? Let's go on top of this mountain and fuck. Or...
No.
Did you get on the mountain and, like, I'm horny,
okay,
let's fuck.
To be fair, I was like, let's go on top of this mountain. I'm going to have sex. In my head. I was like, you know what we should do? Hike. Said nobody ever.
Right?
So I was like, let's go on top of this mountain in my head and touch nethers. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Right.
Right. So we pounded up there.
Nice.
A lot.
Was it good?
Yes.
So good.
So I mean, good.
Was it in a car or was it like outside in the open?
No. We hike and with human beings. You know what I mean? We don't hike with cars.
Uh-huh.
Do you hike with cars?
You drive up there.
Right. No. This was just a normal hike.
Okay. All right.
Telegraph pass, baby.
Fair enough. I'm just very intrigued by it because I've never done it in like public.
The public.
I've done it in public, but not public. Like, I'm too much of a pussy for it to be, like, legit public.
Right, you don't want people to see. Want people to see.
Right!
Right, I get what you're saying.
Yeah. I had sex in a Barnes & Noble family bathroom one time.
That's damn impressive.
And it was the most quiet, peaceful, serene sex I've ever had. It was like,
shh.
Don't say anything. Let's get a frappuccino when we're done.
It's too quiet.
I never came so peacefully before in my life. It was just like that.
Gross.
Like that. What about celebrities? If you had to pick one celebrity.
Just one.
You got one time to fuck them.
Okay.
Who is it?
It's Megan Fox.
Really?
Every time. Well, Paul's a homosexual, so he's picking.
No.
Paul's Christian Bale, please.
No. Megan Fox is like. No.
She's always done it for me. Like I
no. Paul was like Chris Farley, please.
I want a dead fat man, please.
From the Chippendales episode. Right.
Both. Oh my God! You only just both of those from that episode are dead.
They are.
Jesus Christ!
Why Megan Fox though?
I don't know. It's just. I don't know. I've wanted that.
Yeah.
Sexually.
Really?
Sexually.
Yeah. Okay. If I had to pick someone, I'm probably going to roll with...
I'm going to guess. Hold on. I'm going to guess.
Go.
Kim Kardashian.
Very, very close. Okay. Matter of fact...
Nope. Still guessing Kim Kardashian. Where I would guess one of the white men from White Chicks.
One of the white men from... That's very admirable that you fucking picked that.
You know what?
I'm changing. Marlon Wayans.
He was attractive.
Right.
I remember us watching Boat Trip, and you saying, I want some of that. Rosalind Sanchez.
Boom! I would have fucked the shit. Rosalind Sanchez is so fucking attractive.
The banana scene. I was like,
yes!
Yep.
It just seems like her moan game is extremely on point type of thing.
Yes.
Does that make sense
to
you?
That's a very good pick.
She looks like she sings Como la Flor while she's having sex.
Who sings that?
She's that Mexican.
Selena.
Selena.
Anything for Selena.
I hope that's a thing.
No. Rosalind Sanchez is so Hispanic. You know what else?
What?
It looks like when she farts, her butthole goes, Sábado gigante.
Arribas. Número uno punto.
When she farts, it gives out a 50% discount at Food City.
For empanadas. Right. Wow.
She's so goddamn hot.
She is. She is very fucking hot.
Christ.
Oh, Paul's looking her up. Look at her.
The banana scene is number three. Look at the banana. God. Go up.
She's so hot.
Banana. So what, let me ask you this. What's your thoughts on squirters?
Like a woman squirter or like a man that doesn't know how to control his semen?
His pee-pee. No. Like a woman. Gross.
Mm-hmm. I like it.
Do you?
I like it a lot.
Elaborate.
I like it to the point to where I do lots of bed laundry. Because here's the thing. I feel like it's not so much the woman. Okay. Like, women are like, oh, I can't squirt or I can't squirt.
I'm a squirty.
It is 100% on the man. If you can make a woman squirt,
okay.
I feel like King Kong.
So you're saying every woman can squirt, it's the guy's fault?
Absolutely. If you've not experienced a squirter, that means your dick is the size of a Q-tip.
Right, six inches and 3 millimeters.
Mm-mm. Two inches and some change.
2 inches and some change.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. And you are a piece of shit not doing your job.
Okay, I get so
with
I get
what that, you're I'll ask you, have you ever been with a squirter?
I have not.
No.
Well, no. I mean, if...
And you say you don't like it, though.
I don't.
But you've never been.
I don't want, like, a girl, like, pee clear pee on me. You know
no,
I mean?
It's not pee. It's incredible. Like,
yeah, it's like...
It's unbelievable.
It's
like,
clear pee.
That's if you have a shirt on like I do...
It's clear pee.
Clearly you're doing shirt laundry also.
It have feels different. Yeah.
Have you ever had like you ever had a beer explode on you?
I have.
Good sex is just carbonated, baby.
You know what I hate? You know what I hate? Hold on. You know what I hate?
Yeah.
When beers explode on me. Because I hate that.
I just want to flood the room.
Okay.
Like bring scuba gear with you because there's no telling.
But you can't swim.
I cannot. But you know what? Talking about scuba gear reminds me of a story that all of our listeners need to know about.
Okay. All right.
So, a friend of mine.
All right.
We're going to call him Jake.
Jake?
Yeah.
All right.
Is that cool?
Jake's a standard name.
Right.
That's fair.
Jake's got a friend. Jake's friend is the most beautiful woman we've ever seen in our lives.
Okay.
All right. This woman is attracted to Jake.
Okay.
Jake's attracted to her.
All right.
So, Jake, all of a sudden, one night, gets an Evite. Boom, herpes. The attractive woman has herpes.
Like the Evite through Facebook was like, surprise, I got herpes.
Surprise, motherfucker. Just like that.
Okay.
Right?
All
right. She was so attractive
all right.
that my friend tries to figure out a way to still have sex with her, but be safe about it. So
okay.
he tells me that right. he Google searches. This is the exact thing that he Google searched.
All right.
Scuba gear with dick holes in it.
No!
Wait. Did he think that the scuba gear was going to protect his body?
Right.
But his penis was going to be exposed.
Right. He was
going
to still wear a condom, but he told me that okay. herpes could still get on your skin. I said, motherfucker, are you Scuba Steve? What the fuck?
Don't you touch my skin?
That makes no sense to me. If she was that beautiful to where you're curious about scuba gear.
Right.
Then she's probably the one for you.
Yeah, like you should just take the herpes.
Yeah, just go with it.
Yeah.
What do you think about dick pics though? Do you?
Well, okay, so
it's a thin line, like, right? Well, like some guys are cool with it, other guys aren't. But okay. I feel like you're either it's very black and white.
You're
Paul.
Do it, but the chicks aren't into it that I have known.
Okay.
Right. They're
right.
not into it.
Well, he sends to a lot of guys, though.
Maybe your dick is too...
Yeah, the guys love it.
Maybe you have a weird-looking dick, right, Paul, or... Right.
It's got a weird...
It's standard. It looks like
yours. Are you circumcised? You circumcised?
It's a right angle.
I am, yeah.
Women, we want to know. Go ahead and send us messages. Do you prefer circumcised or non?
Right.
Because non-circumcised to me...
I'm a sea cucumber.
You're a cucumber.
You are?
I am not. Well, Skyler's seen it. He knows.
I've seen it.
So it's all like smelly and saggy.
What do you put?
I feel like that's not the way it goes.
What do you put in like the extra skin? Is that like you put like your extra change in there?
I put like a few like nickels and quarters and stuff. It's like my change purse.
Okay. All right.
Do you not put that in it?
No.
On the sides?
Not at all.
That's weird because I have a weird purse at the bottom. So
here's my thing.
Okay.
I don't really do the dick pics. Because my thing is, like, I feel like my ace in the hole is my dick.
Right.
If I can put my dick inside you,
okay,
you're going to marry me.
Maybe. Yeah. Are you married?
No.
What's your number?
Honestly, you know what? I don't really want to reveal my number.
You don't tell the number yet?
It's completely irrelevant.
Yet.
Here's why.
Okay.
From last episode to this episode,
yep.
I have a girlfriend now.
Do you?
I do.
Awesome.
Christina. Hey, baby. I miss you. You're so sexy.
You know, she's just dating you to get to me.
She might be. Me and her kind of, we have like a long distance thing though, because we go back and forth. She doesn't live in Phoenix. She's in Tucson right now.
Tucson?
She is in Tucson.
The butthole of Arizona.
Right. You. Yeah. So gross.
It smells bad there.
Right? It does. It smells like a dirty dish rag. It
smells like a butthole.
Tucson is the worst.
It's so bad. I hate it.
So for people in Phoenix. Mm-hmm. Do you and your wife do the whole dick pic, vagina pic back and forth?
No. When I was in college, she did send me some stuff and I sent her some stuff.
Uh-huh.
But like if you leave your phone out,
okay.
I don't care who the fuck it is. Your guess what your background's going to be?
What?
My dick. But like, you know, I don't really need to send her these things because
you see her
see her every night.
What are your thoughts on seeing her naked every night?
I like it every night.
Do you?
I do.
It's attractive?
It is.
You like it?
I do.
It's good.
And she started working out again.
Does she shave? Because you like shave.
I do. And she does.
She does shave.
She does shave.
Nice.
I know.
All right. Do you let her know, like, before you're about to come, you're like, oh, shit, I'm about to come? Or do you just surprise her?
Surprise, motherfucker.
Some flies, motherfucker.
McDonald's fries, motherfucker.
You know what?
What?
Why is it that nobody recognizes when Superman changes his goddamn outfit? Because he doesn't change mask. He just puts on a suit. Like,
well, when you put glasses on, I'm like, oh my God, who the fuck's sitting next to me?
Really?
I don't know the difference.
What am I missing? Because honestly, like you're saying that,
but
if I go and put on a Superman suit right now, I'm not going to come out and you'd be like, holy shit, Superman's black.
He's so much tanner than I thought he was.
You're going to be like, Skyler, get your black fat ass out of that Superman suit.
Why are you wearing that, you stupid asshole? I'm going to pop a beer.
Go for it.
Corona. Arriba!
What kind of fucking sites do you go to, though, as far as, like, I know you don't have to masturbate a lot because you and your woman are very sexually into each other.
Correct.
So,
When I do have to go to sites.
Uh-huh.
X-Videos.
Okay.
YouPorn.
Yep.
You know, the norms.
I like YouPorn as well.
I know you do.
YouPorn.com.
You told me to go to YouPorn.
I did. I recommended it.
He did.
It's extremely free.
It is.
You know why?
Why?
I recommended it because it's very eclectic. Like, it's a buffet. There's like, you got Spy Cam.
Right.
MILF.
Yep.
Interracial.
I've seen that.
Reality.
Yep.
Ass.
Mm-hmm.
Latina.
Okay.
Fetish.
Yeah. All right.
Public.
Oh.
Lesbian.
Okay.
Asian.
Here we go.
Cuckold. You like that?
No.
Interview.
Okay.
Office.
I like that.
Homemade.
Mm.
Flexible.
Okay.
Ebony. Big butt.
Oh!
Amateur.
Same one.
Amateur.
Yeah. All right.
Orgy?
Orgy.
It's the buffet of porn. It's basically, YouPorn is the sweet tomatoes of porn.
It's all you can eat for $9.95, baby.
Right.
I do too.
I love sweet tomatoes.
You guys ever been to dansmovies.com?
No.
Dan's,
check it out.
He's so.
Is it porn?
Dan's Movies.
Okay, it's either porn or sweet tomatoes reference, so I'm guessing it's porn.
It's hot porn. Same exactly what you're talking about. Like the buffet of porn.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. A buffet of porn.
Well, let's do this. Let's take one more quick break and let's finish strong.
There we go.
All right.
Back from the break, baby.
Feeling good. My weasel is drained.
We did crack.
We did?
A little bit.
Did we do crack?
A little bit. It's fine.
Mushrooms?
Shrooms.
I'm liking it.
I like it too.
So I'm going to talk a little bit about how we got to where we're at.
Childhood. I like that.
I feel like everybody's childhood molds who they are as a man.
Okay.
So let's talk a little bit about our childhood. We were raised pretty much in the 90s.
Pretty much, yeah.
I was born in 87. When were you born?
86.
So that's pretty much... we're
about the same.
90s.
Yeah.
Right?
90s.
You know what we had?
What?
Doug.
Okay.
Guts.
Yep.
Legends of the Hidden Temple.
Yes. Love that show. My roommate was on that show.
Really?
Yep.
That's awesome.
Awesome.
Yep.
You know what else we had, more importantly than anything else?
What?
Common sense. Kids today are fucking stupid.
They're so dumb.
Top to bottom, just like the overall, the generation.
Yeah.
My sister is approaching 18 years old.
Right.
Okay, she was born in 96.
Okay.
You know what she does to this day?
What?
Shits with the door open. Like...
sick.
You're fucking disgusting.
Let me tell you what I remember from the 90s.
Okay.
I remember killing my Tamagotchi every 5 fucking seconds.
Tamagotchi.
Uh-huh. And I remember never making it to Oregon from Oregon Trail.
Awesome.
Did you?
Oregon Trail?
I never made it to Oregon.
I never finished either because goddamn third period was only 40 minutes.
Did you not have a computer?
I did not. My other sister, my youngest of my two sisters.
Okay.
We go out to dinner.
Yep.
And she asked me, or no, the waiter asked her.
Okay.
Would you like any salad dressing with your salad?
All right.
She says, yes. Waiter says, what type of salad dressing would you like?
Obviously.
She says,
common sense.
Salad dressing, please.
Give me the one uniform salad dressing, please.
Just like, salad dressing is not like a universal thing, you fuckhead. Like, what is your goddamn problem? It was fantastic. And also,
okay,
my other sister, my oldest of my two sisters.
Yep.
She
Your
thought.
Your sisters are hilarious.
Yeah,
by the way.
They are.
They're very funny.
So stupid when you say funny. They're stupid. Yeah.
Okay, they're stupid funny.
Stupid funny.
All right.
Sunny is what. Sunny. We'll go with Sunny.
I like Sunny.
Fupid.
Fupid is better, though.
There we go.
Yeah.
So, my oldest of my two sisters thinks that Biggie Smalls is a goddamn genie.
Is he not?
No. Here's why. One of Biggie Smalls' rhymes from back in the day says, time to get paid, blow up like the World Trade.
Right. That was in Aladdin, right?
My sister says, how did Biggie Smalls know that the World Trade was going to blow up? You stupid bitch. That wasn't the first time that the World Trade Center was blown up, for starters.
Or hit.
No.
By a plane.
Right.
It's coming up, isn't it?
It is.
It is.
Right.
Yeah.
What about chores?
I didn't have much. I had take out the trash, and I was fucking terrible at it.
Well, you're lots of Caucasian.
I am very white.
So you didn't have many chores. All you had to do was, like, brush the dog.
Right, I didn't do that. No, that's terrible.
Me? I had so many fucking chores as a kid. Like, the civil rights movement meant nothing to my dad. He worked me like a goddamn slave. You know how many, you know how people have chores lists, right?
Right.
I didn't have a chores list.
What'd you have?
I had a chores scribe.
Like, you unrolled it?
Yes. I had a scribe of chores. Like, I had to retile the goddamn roof once, Mike.
Did you really?
I was 7. He said it was a good life experience.
Did you do a good job, though, or no?
I did do a good job, because if I didn't, you know what was happening?
What?
I was getting my ass beat.
Yeah.
Did you get whoopings, or did you get grounded?
I got grounded a few times, but I never got hit.
Fuck off, Paul. Did you ever
get... Mexican family? Or
never. Well, my dad is, like, half, but, like, they were wealthy, so...
Okay.
They're How about you, really Paul?
I got shit kicked out.
Thank you.
Within a metal tip belt.
Yeah. Lots of shit.
Puerto Rican.
I got my ass beat too. With a variety of things. One time I got my ass beat with a broke off fan blade. It was extremely sturdy and aerodynamic. In the 90s.
The metal and the plastic one?
No, the metal one.
Oh, God damn it.
Yes. My dad was very innovative. In the 90s, I was getting a state-of-the-art ass whooping like iRobot. My dad was so advanced, I got my ass whooped in the 90s with a DVD player. DVD players weren't out yet.
They weren't around yet. Laserdisc was just starting.
Right. Ass whoopings were just fucking like a common thing in my house. Like you eat dinner, you have breakfast, right. You brush your teeth.
That happens.
You get your ass beat.
Paul just farted.
I did, really loud. Sorry.
God damn it.
God damn it. And now it's gonna
that's going to smell so bad.
Sorry.
I heard it. It sounded like a gay homosexual. It was like
fucking worse.
Ooh.
No, it was.
You know, he is a gay.
It had like.
You know what? You know what gays farts sound like?
What?
Ricola.
You know what his poop? You know what gays poops look like?
What's it look like?
The top end of a ping pong paddle. I've been shitting pancakes ever since.
Right.
Yes.
When I was a kid, though, you know what? Speaking of like ass whoopings, I wasn't too much of a rebel.
You weren't?
You know, because when you get your ass beat with a goddamn fan blade,
right.
You think before you act.
You're not doing anything bad.
Right. But I got whoopings for shit that like you shouldn't even get an ass whooping for.
Like?
My dad found like my porn one day.
Okay.
And I thought we could have used that as like.
Good job, son.
Right, like family bonding. Like,
yeah, yeah. Oh, like a swift high five.
Yeah, yeah, like, oh, you like big butts? Me too, son. Like,
so much in common.
Yeah, let's fucking
high five. No,
didn't work. Instead, I got my ass beat and grounded for an entire summer. No TV
for having prod.
Porn.
Really?
Yes.
That's surprising.
Porn's intense. I had Target bra ads, and my mom said, "What would Jesus do?"
Jesus Christ! She brought Jesus into porn.
Well, she did. It was, you know, porn.
If
they
Jesus, if Jesus, had
Jesus
those
had
bras,
Mary Magdalene. In all fairness,
yeah. So. And if Jesus had those Target bra ads, he'd be like, "Goddamn."
My dad was official when he grounded me, though.
Why?
No TV, no outside.
That's big time.
Also, I had to write 10 book reports.
In 10?
10.
You had to read 10 books?
He told me to read 10.
Okay.
Basically, my dad was Farrakhan. I guess it paid off, though, because look at me now. I'm responsibly doing dick jokes on the radio. So.
And successfully unemployed.
My dad couldn't be more proud.
Successfully unemployed.
Okay, so you said you were not that bad as a kid.
Absolutely not.
What's the worst thing you did as a kid?
The worst thing?
The worst thing.
Shit. Worst thing I did as a kid. Probably, okay, 8th grade.
Okay.
I spit in a condom and threw it at the Spanish teacher's desk.
That's awesome.
Terrible.
It was the worst because it backfired because the Spanish teacher
ran
to the principal's office.
It was like, arriba!
Ran like a raped lady.
Right.
And told the principal that I was hinting on that I was going to rape her.
Right. Because you spit the condom and you're like, you like that?
What about you?
Okay, so I was not the greatest kid in the world.
Okay.
So, as a kid, this is a true story.
Oh.
I was 7 and my brother was 4.
Okay.
We had a babysitter and we were fucking playing Street Fighter on the goddamn couch.
Okay.
All right. He was on the ledge, like the armrest of the couch, like a fucking gargoyle.
Mm-hmm.
And I swept the leg. Okay.
Okay.
And I pushed him. And
he broke his neck.
He broke his arm.
Okay.
Because he couldn't land on his fucking feet like an unathletic asshole because he was 4.
Sounds like a personal problem.
He was such a stupid asshole. So obviously the babysitter came in and was like, she was not happy.
God damn it.
But I reminded her
that
she was the babysitter.
Right.
And I could cry on demand.
Mm-hmm.
And I told her, listen, if you tell them that I fucking swept the leg playing Street Fighter on the goddamn couch.
Yep.
You're going to go to jail.
Boom.
So you better think of something quick because you're the fucking babysitter. You're the one in charge. I'm 7.
That is incredible.
You know what she told my parents?
What?
We played Ring Around the Rosie too hard.
I'm liking that.
It's a true story.
You intimidated her as a 7-year-old.
I was 7.
Your dick was so big.
It wasn't. It's so the same size. It was 6 inches.
So. Was this in Ahwatukee? Is that where you grew up?
No. Where'd you
grow up?
I grew up, well, most of my life I grew up in Arizona, but not in Awatsuki.
Okay. I grew up in Vegas and Phoenix in my early childhood.
Yeah?
Yeah, I remember playing like the dope games as a kid. Like, do you remember like Red Light, Green Light?
Yes.
Red Light, Green Light.
We played that last week.
Red Light, Green Light. How about?
I won.
How about Red Rover, Red Rover, yeah, send Ski Ray right over.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Amazing.
What about, remember Spin the Bottle?
Yep.
How amazing was that?
That was great.
When you were a kid?
Yeah.
Yes.
We did it the nasty way. Like when if you spin it and you landed on the chick,
okay,
you got to go in the closet and close the door with her.
7 minutes in heaven.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what? Here's a better question. Mm-hmm. What if we played Spin the Bottle as adults? What would the feeling be? Not like I'm saying like us three, because that sounds fucking terrible.
Yeah, no, a couples party.
I'm saying like a random couples party. I feel like that would be like intense, right?
Would it? Because it would be similar to when I did it when I was a kid. Like, I'm very sexual.
You are.
And the biggest mistake you can make is putting me in a closet alone with a woman. All
right. Let's talk about rape, baby. Let's talk about Ski Ray and
her. I want to say that in a closet when I played Spin the Bottle was where I found my love of bush. Because 12-year-olds don't shave, they have bush.
They don't have any hair. What are you doing with 12-year-olds?
Really?
12 years old in bush?
So much bush. No?
No bush.
God damn it. Maybe they were older?
Okay, maybe.
I don't know. Honestly, when you're 12-year-old, I feel like you don't even clean when they're down there, though. Like, it's been a long time, so I want to say that I can't completely recall, but I want to say young chicks' oochie coochie smelled a lot like the back of Oprah Winfrey's thong.
How young are we talking about? Because I feel very uncomfortable talking about this.
I don't know. That's why I like older women. Like, older women older women take care of themselves and their man. You know what I mean? Like, they'll put a nigga on their insurance.
Right.
They'll add them to their cell phone plan.
Correct.
Put their name as the beneficiary to the life insurance.
Right. Plus one.
Right. Old women will do anything to not die alone. They want to do anything to trap a nigga to make their last dying years for someone else as miserable as possible.
Want that.
Right. Have you ever been with a chick that's miserable like that?
No.
Never.
You know the list of women I've been with.
One.
One.
So you've never dealt with a scorned woman before?
I have. Well, I mean, she's been mad before.
They are the fucking worst. Mm. Everything is your fault. Let me give you an example.
Okay.
I had a chick wake me up out of the fucking bed of a deep sleep, Mike, to tell me that she dreamt that I was cheating on her. And guess what?
What?
She wanted to know the bitch's name.
Nicole's done that before.
Really?
She has.
Awesome. So all women are crazy is what you're saying.
They're all fucking loco.
And then they want to fucking justify like their goddamn shit by saying that they have intuition.
women's intuition.
Right. They seem to confuse intuition a whole lot with insecure.
Okay.
I hate when women think they have some type of fucking secret Charles Xavier School of the Gifted intuition. You 100% do not have any type of intuition. You have no special powers, motherfucker.
Right.
You have a fucked up pass and 13 college credits. That's
you play the numbers game.
Absolutely.
Goddamn hooker.
You are not Miss Cleo. Call me now.
Call me now, please. 100.
Right. That's not them.
That was it.
Not at all.
Nope. All right.
What about, are you a mama's boy or daddy's boy?
I feel like I was equal.
Really?
Yeah.
You liked your dad as much as you liked your mom?
Yeah, I did.
Fucking liar.
I'm not lying.
You're a goddamn liar.
I'm not lying.
Growing up, I was a mama's boy.
Okay.
And I honestly think that everybody is a goddamn mama's boy growing up. Because,
really?
Especially when you're talking about like middle school.
Okay.
Because that's what I'm referring to in that time frame. You're not that far removed from sucking your mother's titty.
I don't believe I ever did.
You never sucked your mom's tit?
Nope.
You're a fucking liar.
I don't think I did.
You never sucked titty?
I don't. I didn't.
Really?
Really, really.
I need to have a discussion with your mother. On a personal level, because I've sucked your mother's titties.
That's true, yes.
I just feel like every Capri Sun that you suck.
Right.
Every fucking juice box that you drink.
Right.
You should have some type of flashback, right?
Okay.
Everyone favors their mom growing up. You know okay, what I mean? Because enough. Growing up, like, when your mom says no, it means yes.
I never stabbed my mom at the bottom of a Capri Sun.
Right.
With the straw.
Moms are awesome. Like, when they say ask your dad, that also means yes.
Right.
When they say, like, you're in trouble, it means you're not. You know what okay. I mean? All right. when she says, I'm telling your dad, it means she's not.
Fair enough.
How old were you when you discovered your dangling?
Like, when I, like, noticed, like, hey, there was an appendage hanging from a bod, mm-hmm. or, like, when was the first time, like, I, like, that was when I ejaculated.
Mm-mm. When you were just like, you know what? I like this thing that's hanging from me.
I remember playing guitar with it, like, in second grade.
You played guitar?
I did. I was like, you know, that's the wiener noise.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. What'd you think of it?
I thought it was pretty cool.
Really?
Didn't you?
How old were you?
Second grade.
Second?
I don't remember, like I just remember playing guitar with it. That's what I'm saying.
Okay.
Like, I don't remember if it was like, I like this guitar movement.
Yeah. We were probably around the same then, because fair I remember enough. I was around 7 or 8 years old.
I think that's close.
And I started giving my balls a good tickle. And I thought, you know what? This is good.
Sounds like...
this thing could be really good. So then I progressed from tickling the balls to fucking pillows. And then... I moved from fucking pillows to bears, and obviously bears to women. So.
3 weeks ago.
Right. I want to say that, you know, but like the old first, like, relationship that I have.
Right.
Was with the old goddamn bear.
Right. It was Ted.
Yeah.
From Ted. Right. The movie. Yeah.
My first relationship that I can recall back was with Ted, a bear.
Sure. Right.
But when I was a kid, though, I could get off on any goddamn thing. I remember my first porn was the opening scene to Jerry Maguire.
Was it really?
Yes.
Are you serious? Like,
never stop fucking me.
Yeah.
You remember Jerry Maguire that well?
Yes.
Well, I guess you would if it was the first time.
And then Tom Cruise was like, sooner or later, I have to stop fucking you sometime. You don't remember that?
I don't.
Busted everywhere.
Did you?
It was incredible.
Boobs.com. That was mine.
Really?
Boobs.com.
I also remember watching a lot of Booty Call.
Booty Call?
Yeah. And Basic Instinct.
Basic Instinct.
I remember Basic Instinct.
Remember that shit?
Yeah.
Oh, I blew to that.
Everybody did, right?
He blew his balls.
My grandma walked in on me jerking it to Basic Instinct.
Really?
Yes.
Basic Instinct, that was Sharon Stone on Crossing Legs, right?
Yes. You know what she says to me?
And a lot of fucking, too.
Yeah.
So much fucking.
I remember just the cross, the vaginas.
My grandma walks in on me.
What?
First thing she says.
What'd she say?
You didn't hear me come in? No, bitch.
No, I didn't. Yeah.
Motherfucker, if I'd have heard you coming in, do you think that you would have caught me with my dick in my hand? No.
What's fucking the first thing you'd be like... Oh man, I wish you weren't so goddamn loud.
Right? God damn it. what else does a kid have? Good grades. Did you get good grades?
No. Actually, you know what?
Mm-hmm.
True story.
Yep.
My parents do not know this, and now they will, because they'll probably hear this once in a while.
Let's hear it.
I used to change my grades.
You did?
I did.
I did too.
Did?
How did you guys do it?
How did you change yours? Because I'll tell you, I changed mine. I was a fucking pro.
Mine, like, when we got our grades, like, they came on, like, this, like, printed, like, not regular paper. It was very easy to, like, erase it with an actual pencil.
Oh, you had the cheap school.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, I went to public school.
Okay. Oh, boy.
You?
I changed mine, but I didn't change them like that. I actually cut mine out. Uh-huh. I actually worked in the office a little bit.
Tell me what you did.
And so I cut mine out, and I would put new ones on there, and then use the same printer.
I did that.
The same printer.
I love it.
I did. Until they started using the carbon copy, and I was fucked.
The carbon copy is what I did, and so I changed it to where,
you changing,
like,
the carbon copy?
Yes. That's where you can use the eraser. And then, so my mom was, like, skeptical. Like, this looks a little erasy. So she was like, give me...
Like, you took an eraser to it for
a while. Yeah, she was like, give me a copy. And I was like, sure thing. So I went ahead and did what you did.
Sure.
I got... I cut out A's
and
glued them over my F's and B's.
Oh, you just glued them over the top. See, right. I use an X-Acto knife.
But then I went to Staples and printed out the actual
report card. You went to Staples and did it?
I drove my bike. Drove because I felt like
right. You had a steering wheel in there, yeah,
absolutely.
Right,
I drove to Staples,
correct,
and printed it out after I had copied over the real grades and printed it out.
That's fucking impressive.
It looked extremely official. I was praised as the smartest kid on the planet.
Did you?
I got CD players, $100 bills.
How do you think I got into the fucking spelling bee? I got out on chimney.
Right. They gave me a fucking parade, you know what I mean, for change grades.
Goddamn impressive.
It was very, very, very impressive. But I changed my grades, though, because my dad was extremely strict.
I can see that.
Oh, yeah. I got 2 C's my entire life and got the shit beat out of me for them. Because you know what C stood for in my family?
What?
C stood for coulda got an A, you motherfucker. What's wrong with you?
You know what C standing for mine?
What?
Come on, man.
Come on.
You can do better than that, you some bitch.
Right. Well, like we said last episode, all good things come to an end, right?
Yep.
I don't want them to come to an end.
No.
But it has to happen.
They have to happen.
Right.
Once in a while.
Yeah. So this was episode 4, Deep V. We appreciate everybody tuning in and checking us out. We absolutely need all of our listeners to go to iTunes and rate and review us.
Yes.
Tell us some, even if it's some bad things, like,
no fucking care.
Skylar has a funky dick.
Like, yeah.
It didn't matter what you say. Just
got a weird right angle to it.
Yeah. Say something. Yeah. You know what I mean? You know,
I don't care.
Follow us on our Facebook page, Deep V. Deep V. Instagram is official Deep V.
Right.
Follow us. If you have questions or want us to talk about something, our email is officialdeepv@gmail.com.
Send us a picture if you have naked. I don't care.
Yeah, we're really into like the Keep Calm Chivon type thing where we want you to send naked butthole pictures of us, or not of us, of yourself.
You know what? Don't put your face in it. We'll put it on Facebook.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you send it to us, it no longer becomes, you're not a whore. It's just artwork.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's art.
That's all it is.
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I get it.
No special shout outs except for ASU frat.
Those gay homos.
Yeah. We're so popular in the ASU frat, so keep Chivon.
Do you even lift, bro?
What do Sun Devils, what do they say?
I don't know
what they say.
Shocker-ish. Yeah.
You guys are cool.
Ish.
We like you.
Yeah.
No, we don't.
No, crab cakes and football.
Crab cakes and football. That's what we do.
Right? I feel like they lift and just like kiss.
Yeah. Go ahead and follow Pete Wild Music on Twitter at Pete Wild. He's the wild thing on Instagram.
Mm-hmm,
He's fucking insane in real life.
Right.
Actually, a spoiler alert. We're going to have him as a guest here in a couple of episodes.
Pretty quick.
Going to talk to him a lot about butthole sex and other things.
I'm sitting next to him.
Yep. Till then, we'll see you guys next week, all right? Pray for no more drama when the battlefield is right behind you.